I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. One of the victims in yesterday's Florida high school shooting is the daughter of a Marietta High School graduate. According to the AJC, Missy Cantrell Wilford told reporters that her daughter, Maddie Wilford, was struck in the back and the shoulder by multiple gunshots. She suffered severe injuries to her ribs, lungs, stomach, and arm, but the bullets missed other vital organs. So far, Maddie has undergone two surgeries, but she is alive and being treated in the ICU at a hospital near the Parkland, Florida High School where the shooting occurred. Missy says doctors are hopeful that her daughter will recover. Meanwhile, in Atlanta, a woman who came face-to-face with a mentally disturbed man who intended to commit mass murder at her school is encouraging students who are emotionally affected by news of yesterday's school shooting.
What I would say to them is don't allow what they see today affect their tomorrow.
That's Antoinette Tuff talking to CBS 46. 4.5 years ago, a man entered DeKalb County's McNair Academy with an assault rifle and enough rounds to kill every student. Tuff listened to the man and related her own stories of hardships until the gunman put down his weapon. A group of Georgia senators wants to ban guns at public gatherings during St. Patrick's Day. A trio of lawmakers introduced the bill last week. They include Democrat Lester Jackson of Savannah, home to one of the largest St. Patrick's Day parades in the country and a popular multi-day festival. The proposal would amend Georgia law to make it illegal to carry a gun at any assembly of two or more people on public property during the holiday, defined as March 16th through 18th. The bill has been sent to the Senate Judiciary Committee for consideration. The body of a missing man was found inside the walls of an abandoned motel after someone breaking into the property stumbled upon it. The Spalding County Sheriff's Office told the AJC that Timothy Johnson was last seen in early December. His body was found Sunday when a thief, attempting to steal copper piping from the former Howard Johnson Motel in Griffin, Georgia, cut into the walls and discovered it. The thief called 911, then fled the scene. The body was taken to the state crime lab for an autopsy and positive identification. Word from the U.S. Navy that one of its next ships will be called the USS Savannah. The Savannah Morning News is reporting that it will be a literal combat ship. That's a modular ship which can be reconfigured to meet different fleet requirements. It's the sixth ship in the U.S. Navy history to bear Savannah's name. And Marvel's highly anticipated movie, Black Panther, is set to release tonight. The film, which features a mostly black cast, was partly filmed at Pinewood Atlanta Studios. The movie's production has made an $84 million impact on the local economy. During a pre-screening of the movie, Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms spoke to the AJC about the importance of the Black Panther movie.
It's just an extraordinary opportunity for the city of Atlanta to be here to celebrate this African-American cast that was filmed right here in Atlanta. It really speaks to what's possible in this city.
According to the ticket site Fandango, Black Panther is poised to set a new pre-sales record for superhero films. For more GPB News, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.